is my baby. My baby. Where is my baby? I'm not sure where my baby is. Where about your baby? Can you know where your baby is?
She's upstairs sleeping.
Good for her. All right, 7 after the hour, Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Roberta, our queen of cheap, will be back, I believe, on Monday with her reports. Richie's feeling better. I talked to him yesterday after his chemo treatment on Tuesday. Jennifer is off into another land in La-La. It's La-La land, so therefore she's off to another land. A lot of things going on here. Let's see if we can overview some of the important stories of the day, things that you'll maybe want to talk about or want to know about. And then you can help yourself to our comment lines, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. The folks at the UN have apparently struck a deal on a resolution to have Syria hand over its chemical weapons. 5 members of the Security Council would include us, China, Russia, Britain, and France. Been discussing what ought to be included in the resolution. This has been going on now for weeks. The U.S. and Russia had been at odds on how to enforce the plan. Sources say the two have negotiated the deal. France played a big role in helping come up with a compromise. The deal includes a resolution with a so-called Chapter 7 authority, a reference to a U.N. provision that allows member countries to take military and non-military action to confront threats to peace and security. The agreement envisions the removal of chemical weapons by the middle of next year. Why can't they be gone tomorrow? Why are you waiting until the middle of next year? Huh? Well, I mean, seriously. What is the big deal? We all know they're there. Put them on a truck and get them the hell out of there. I don't get it. Anyway, I thought this was pretty interesting, Kenny. High-level meeting between the U.S. and Iran yesterday. The new president of Iran, Mr. Rouhani, urged the destruction of all nuclear weapons. That's pretty significant, given where they've been. Any use of nuclear weapons is a violation of the UN Charter and a crime against humanity. This is the new president of Iran, folks. Hoo-ha! That's good, right?
Yeah, that's good news. That sounds like great news.
Yep, good news. And somebody's going to say, no, you can't trust those guys. Let's bomb them. There'll be people in America who'll say that. Not the smart ones, but you know, not everybody here is smart. 888-302-3684. All right, let's find out what some of our friends online or people that are connected to us through Facebook or Twitter are saying about some of these issues, Kenny.
Most of the talk is, as you could probably guess, about the looming government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Dottie says, send them all home, including Obama. Maybe our country would have a chance of surviving.
Good for her.
James says, shut it down. They don't do anything anyways.
I didn't say I agreed with her. I just said, good for her. All right, keep going, Kenny.
And Antonio says, shut it down. It isn't working. Obama is up against hyenas.
The whole town has got, I think, gone to crack, as it were. 888-302-3684. All right, so you've heard the story by now, I'm guessing, of the two pilots who admit to having fallen asleep at the controls of an Airbus A330. I've been scouring around trying to find out what airline owns Airbus A330s that is a British airline, and I can't find one. The British Airways operation of Airbus is limited to the smaller ones, the A318, 319, they use for short-haul stuff, and they've got 10 new Airbus 380s, the double-decker planes that they're using to replace some of the older 747s to do the long-distance heavy travel stuff. But anyway, this incident took place aboard an Airbus 330. The pilots left the jet on autopilot for an unknown amount of time. They came clean to authorities on their own and reported the incident to their airline. They admitted that they had received not much sleep due to busy flight schedules, had initially planned to take turns with the 20-minute naps or so, but discovered they'd both fallen asleep at the same time. I don't know why I find that amusing. I just find it amusing. Maybe you might not find it amusing. This is not an amusing story, but it is a related story. You may or may not have heard about the flight from Houston to Seattle diverted to the Boise airport after the pilot suffered a heart attack. United Flight 1603, the old Continental flight, landed in Boise before 8 last night. Pilot was taken to a hospital, not known what his condition is at the moment. Passengers said that after 11 o'clock, they were reboarded. They found another pilot, and they took off for Seattle. You look at some of the pilots. Remember, maybe some of you go back far enough to remember that pilots used to take a physical, and they had to look like they were in physically good shape. How many of you seen overweight pilots wandering around the airports lately? I sure have. And they all seem to work for U.S. Air. I'm not being facetious. I'm telling you, when I look at these guys, when I'm in an airport, I'm looking around because I'm very observant, very into flying, very into what it's all about. And more I have seen lately, especially flying for U.S. Air, heavy pilots, younger pilots who are, in my estimation, too heavy to be safely flying a plane. So I don't know what that's all about, but I just noticed that. And so those of you who fly, just for the heck of it, when you're traveling through the airport, look around. See what the pilots look like. There's nothing more important for me anyway than to get on the plane, turn my head to the left, look in the cockpit, and see somebody sitting in the seat who really looks like he knows what he's doing or she knows what she's doing. Because there are a lot of good women now who are flying airplanes, and for most of the year, I was in about a month ago when I came back from Los Angeles, there was a lady flying the 757, and I was comfortable. I think there's some vibe you get from people in circumstances like that, and it's good or bad, but you get the vibe, and I'm happier to have somebody who looks healthy and kind of with it, eager, anxious, happy, ready to go, alert. That's who you want to see flying your plane, right? Not a couple of guys are going to fall asleep at the switch. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Didn't they used to have to, weren't there certain
yes, like for flight attendants too.
Yeah.
Weight and that sort of thing, yeah. Apparently that's gone by the
criteria
US
that
area.
You had to meet. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Very specific criteria. Anyway, I think, and it's interesting because I saw a post yesterday, I think, Kenny, I'm just now trying to find it, about airlines and the fact that a lot of people, because of consolidation, are not able to hold on to their jobs. I don't know that's true for pilots and or flight attendants, because those positions change a lot, and those are the two most important positions other than the mechanics. But a lot of people in ancillary and support jobs are being let go. That was going to happen at American because they were going to merge with U.S. Air, but I'm betting it's a better than 50-50 chance that's not going to happen. And American didn't ever really want it to happen anyway. They were sort of forced into it by the bankruptcy judge. At any rate, that's the latest from the sky. It's 15 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to get into another 2020 News Quiz question that involves a lady who is all over the news today. I'm going to give you her name, and you're going to work on telling me who she is for a swell prize. When you dial 888-302-3684, you'll be in the running. 16 after. This is Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Is Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. These all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
888-302-3684. How many of you are worried about next Tuesday? October the 1st is the new fiscal year for the federal government. No budget. A lot of people think the government ought to shut down. There's the Obamacare discussion that continues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ethan listens in Lynchburg, Virginia to Good Day. Yes, say it again. Yes, Ethan. Yes, Ethan. Hello.
Good. How are you doing today?
All right, thank you. How about you?
Doing very well.
Good.
Well, I just wanted to say that I have to agree that the government does need to just shut down. Really, I think the whole government as a whole just needs to reevaluate things.
They have to shut down to do that? You think that's the only way? And do you think it really will happen, even if the government shuts down? Do you really think they'll do a zero-based budget, which is what any business has to do? Do you think they have the gumption to do that, Ethan?
Do I think they have the gumption to do it?
Yeah.
I'm on the border there. Mm. Do I think they should do it like every other business? Yeah I do.
Right.
Because if a business doesn't have money, guess what? They fail.
Yeah, that's right. Jay Leno had a nice line last night. I don't know, Kenny, if we have time to play it or not, and maybe not. Leno was laughing about our worry about being broke. And because the debt limit is going up, et cetera, et cetera, he said, wait a minute, if you owe $16 trillion, doesn't that mean you're broke? And I think most of us would say yes to that. All right, sir, thank you. 888-302-3684. 2020 News Quiz question. Who is Samantha Leuthwaite? Leuthwaite. Why is she in the news? Samantha Leuthwaite. Tell us who she is for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG on Doug's Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Recognize Britney Spears here. If I hadn't told you, Kenny, this was Britney Spears, would you recognize her?
Yeah, I have heard the song. I would recognize her.
All right, crank it up for a minute, Michael, will you please? Didn't we figure out last week there was an announcement made that Britney Spears had signed a deal to appear in Las Vegas for a lot of money? Was it $30 million? I mean, it was a lot of money.
It was something outrageous like that.
Yeah, pretty outrageous. All right, well, it appears that ticket sales have been slow for her new show in Las Vegas. And maybe it's because of the way the economy is affecting the millennials who are her fans. Here's Wendy Williams from her television program sort of speculating as to what's going on with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears' upcoming Vegas show, but it may already be in trouble. You know, she recently announced a 2-year residency at Planet Hollywood, but they're having a problem with the tickets. You see, they've only sold out 3 shows. The way they do the tickets in Vegas is they do them in blocks. So they do them in blocks of 16 shows. They thought that they would sell out the whole first block of 16, like in, 48 hours. It didn't happen. They only sold out 3 shows. The tickets aren't even really expensive either, which is horrible. I mean, the tickets start at under $70. The venue only holds 4,200 people, which, that's not Coliseum size. And so the concert people are really worried. Britney's manager, though, is denying these claims. Originally thought Britney being in Vegas was going to be a great idea. As a matter of fact, in my mind, I always think people going to Vegas is a great idea. But this Britney thing got me to thinking. I think the average age of a Britney, like the hardcore Britney fan who was there for Slave for You and everything, is probably around now maybe 30, 33 years old. So if you're 30 and 33 years old, Vegas is a lot of money. And I don't care what the government says. The economy hasn't turned around. Money and jobs are still hard to get out there, and everybody's watching their dime. To go out to Vegas, you've got to buy your plane ticket. You've got to stay in the hotel. The drinks are like $25 a pop. Then you're going to see a Britney Spears show. And even though the tickets are inexpensive for Britney, like if you're the average 33-year-old girl in Jersey, why go to Vegas when you can wait for Britney to appear at the PNC Art Center in Newark?
That's a pretty good question, isn't it, huh? Wendy Williams, I like her style. I like her approach to discussing some of the issues that confront those who are in her demographic. And her demo is pretty much women 18 to 35, would you say? I don't know why I find her intriguing. I just find her intriguing. Maybe she's 18 to 45. But if you look in the audience, very rarely do you see any men in the audience of her program. And most of the people who are in the audience are black, as it turns out. And I don't know why that is. I think she is very appealing in terms of her ways of looking at the issues, looking at the entertainment world. I just find her to be very entertaining. She was a wild Indian man when she was a young... she was a jock on a radio station in New York. And she was really outrageous. Really, really outrageous. Kind of fun, but not for everybody, for sure. And maybe she's not for everybody now, but she's got a successful daytime talk show. Is it good for her? 888-302-3684. We have a successful morning talk radio program. It's heard some places in what we call early morning, morning drive and other situations, mid-mornings, late mornings. So we're here at your service and on your side on the Good Day program. Want to know who Samantha Luthwaite, Lewthwaite, is? Why is she in the news today? As our news quiz is open for access for a few more minutes at 888-302-3684. I was thinking about what I said yesterday. Somebody sent me an email. Jerry sent me an email about my going off on how to be happy. This fellow says that he would like to be able to pay all of his bills with a smile. That would make him happy. You know what? Send your money as you have it with gratitude. That'll make you smile. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, boys will be boys. A key part of any puppy's early socialization is play fighting. Watch a litter of puppies, and you'll observe them chasing, pouncing on each other during mock battles. These bouts serve as sort of a basic training, sharpening the puppy's predatory skills. During such play fights, you may even observe them baring their teeth or nipping at their litter mates while growling and yelping. While it's always prudent to supervise these fighting furballs, such mock battles generally sound a lot worse than they actually are. You might say their barks are a great deal worse than their bites. In fact, after the battle has ended, you may find the little warriors snuggled together for a much-needed nap, a whisker to whisker. Now, very often, we as people get involved too soon. I always tell people, if they have two puppies or two dogs and they're kind of fighting with each other in the background, watch them carefully to make sure it's not real aggression. But very often, it sounds like the Armageddon, but they're just letting out stress and anxiety, just like two kids wrestling on the front lawn. Watch carefully, take action if necessary, but let them work it out on their own. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, and it's okay that it's Friday. A lot of things are going on. That's the usual routine. We're going to celebrate the Tonight Show, in a manner of speaking, in a few minutes. The television report up and coming on Good Day. Meanwhile, we're working on our 2020 news quiz question. Give you another couple of minutes on that one. The question has to do with somebody in the news today. Her name is Samantha Luthwaite, Luthwaite, who is she and why is she in the news? We'll get our reporter on the scene, Kenny, whoever happens to be the right caller. Bulletin, 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 da-da-da-da-on, 888-302-3684 to identify her. Meanwhile, other names in the news today, doing a lot of names in the news, Shelley Zimmerman. Appeared on the Today Show, discussed how her estranged husband George changed after the trial, accusing him of killing Trayvon Martin. She said she hasn't been able to find her husband to serve him the divorce papers. She doesn't know where he is, what he's capable of. She said, quote, after standing by him, he kind of left and I guess went on a victory tour without me. Said, I thought I was living a life with him and that we were going to rebuild after all this, but he apparently had other plans. She told Matt she doesn't believe her husband profiled this kid, but she said that she now doubts his innocence when it comes to self-defense. That's not going to help him any in the popularity department. He better keep running.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, what's that going to do anything for him?
I don't know that there's a lot that could help him in the popularity department.
Right. I think you're probably right about that. Hey, man, he just looks like a Lollapalooza. You know what a Lollapalooza is? A Lollapalooza is somebody who is a big-time loser. A Lollapalooza.
He's like a super loser.
He's a super loser. Exactly. He's not a happy camper. 888-302-3684. All right. So, excuse me. How many of you knew there was a bipartisan bill in the Senate that would make the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court operate in a more transparent fashion? No! Really? After all of this? The measure introduced by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, Mark Udall of Colorado, Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Three Democrats and one Republican. And the situation is that only one of them wants to be a president. That's Mr. Paul. Anyway, so essentially this bill requires that this court, they call it the FISA court, it is going to have to operate in the open. I'm not sure. I guess this is a good start. So many of us are so ticked off about the surveillance the NSA is doing. Thanks to Mr. Snowden, we at least know that. So this is called the Snowden Bill, interestingly enough. The NSA... this guy... I'm not sure he even actually really knew what he was doing. But this thing has focused... on their practice of collecting telephone and electronic records, most American citizens have had records reviewed by the NSA. Whether you believe it or know it or not, that is the fact. And so what they want to do is curb the National Security Agency from getting such records from you. The bulk email and phone records program has not provided any value, and it's harassing Americans, Wyden said. The public here and abroad is not happy about what they learned in June, and the NSA has been going on doing the same thing they've been doing for years. So, thanks to Edward Snowden, who leaked the information about the programs to the press, we now know what's going on with phone records. You're a law-abiding citizen. You should not be assumed to be guilty before being proven guilty. So these backdoor searches are just wrong. So the legislation prohibits the court from continuing to function in a clandestine way. That's what they all agree on. Who agrees with that? I sure as heck do. I'm so sick of this government and all of the crap that they're pulling. You're losing your freedom every day, and most of you are asleep at the switch. Why aren't you doing something about it? You can throw up your hands and say, oh, I don't know what to do. There are a lot of things you can do. When things really get tough, people make a lot of noise, and things change. So make a lot of noise about this. Oh, I don't have anything to hide. That's not the point. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Whether you do anything... I remember sitting in an airport. I think it was the Baltimore airport. 3 or 4 months ago, waiting for a connection. As these two old women were sitting there, I don't understand what all this fuss is about. I got nothing to hide. They're going to listen to my phone calls. There's nothing exciting there at all. I wish there was. They're blabbering on and on about stuff that has nothing to do with the reality of the legitimacy of what they're doing. Whether you got anything to hide or not isn't the point. It's unconstitutional for people to eavesdrop on you without just cause. And with 99.4% of you, there is no just cause. It's abusive. Back to my book on fear addresses that. The government is going to do what you think you run. It's supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. New way. All right, now I feel myself going into a rant, and I think I should discontinue that. Get to our 2020 news quiz question. All right, everybody ready? Who is Samantha? Did you think I was going on a rant? Honestly, Kenny, did it seem to you like I was going on a rant?
No, but there was certainly potential there.
Oh.
it wouldn't have been hard for you to go into a rant.
I was ready. I was on the precipice, on the brink of going over into the drink. Jeff. Wait a minute. Do I want to talk to you? Yeah, let's talk to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Happy weekend. Who is Samantha Luthwaite?
She's known as the White Widow. She was married to a suicide bomber who bombed the London subway. She's now been suspected of being involved in the Nairobi, Kenya mall attack, and Interpol just issued an arrest warrant for her.
She's one of the women in the Al-Shabaab terrorist movement, and so she is very much in the focus because of the siege on that Nairobi mall earlier this week. The Kenyans been after her for a number of years, and so she may have even set off some of the bombs in the attack, et cetera, et cetera. I think they're grasping at straws, but this is really... When you look at some of the things that these terrorists did to the people who were there, I'm not even going to, it's so unmentionable you can't talk about it. But when somebody goes down this path, you know how bad they are. And her husband was killed, so therefore she's on a vengeance path. And I guess a good thing that people are looking for. Oh, they don't find her in my neighborhood. How about you? You don't want to have them find her in your neighborhood either, right?
No part of her.
No. All right, Jeff, hold on just a second. Thank you for that. So we got that taken care of. Television report coming up. And so here's the television quiz for today. Everybody ready? Did I ask that before? Yeah, but I want everybody to be ready. I don't want to ask questions if people are not ready. If you're ready, here we go. anniversary of the first airing of the NBC Tonight Show. This date, September 27th, 1954. Who was the first host of the Tonight Show? And this is something pretty much everybody 30-plus ought to know who this person is. What do you think, Kenny? Do you think if you're under 30, you know? I mean, some people are going to know who he is. That's discouraging to think that people under 30 don't know who this guy is. But at any rate, he's one heck of a television icon, I'll tell you that much. So he's the first host. We want you to tell us who he is. And for extra credit, who were his first guests? All right, this is kind of an interesting, again, reality as we go back in time somewhat. 888-302-3684, the name of the first host of The Tonight Show, and who was his first guest. Television report coming up here on the Good Day program. Right now, I want you to think about how you're looking when you get up and you look at your hair, you comb it, you brush it, after you've washed it, and you see, not much left there. What's the story? Story is that your pores are plugged up because you've been using cheap shampoos. First thing to do is stop using the cheap shampoo. Second thing to do is get Provia in the super concentrate form. It'll quickly clean out the pores and allow the hair that's under your scalp to start growing again. Never mind that stuff growing into your brain. I know I had that visualization, and that's foolish because that isn't what happens, but it's a way to get you motivated to call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. This is a miracle. A bottle of super concentrated Provia, four times the power of the natural Provia. It has really strong ingredients, substantially clean up your pores faster. You get both the regular standard Provia and the new Provia Super Concentrate, and a special deal these folks have put together for you right now. One phone call away from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. 800-525-8319. And now, when you try the regular Provia at the regular price, get the new Super Concentrate free with your order. Mention you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they'll ship it to you faster. The new Provia Super Concentrate works with regular Provia, or your money back. 800-525-8319. You'd like to see your hair come back, right? This is it. I'm not selling you a snake oil. This stuff works, or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Health writer and food activist Joe Robinson is best known as one of the pioneers of the local food movement. Her New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side, overturns many common assumptions about cooking and nutrition. Author Joe Robinson.
I'm Joe Robinson, and I've spent the last 10 years researching a book about what we've done to our fruits and vegetables in terms of their nutrition, not over the last 50 or 100 years, but since we first became farmers 12,000 years ago. Through my research, I've discovered that we have been breeding really important compounds out of fruits and vegetables since for 12,000 years. Our understanding of what's good for us to eat is constantly changing. But what I've been looking at is what we ate for 150,000 years, as long as we've been Homo sapiens. Many people think that the hunter-gatherer diet is not as healthy as the one we have today because we live so much longer. But if we were to take away everything we've learned about health and nutrition in the last 300 years in terms of vaccinations and sanitation and what causes disease and surgery, all of these things, it's estimated that we would live on average no longer than hunter-gatherer. culture gathers, and our lives would not be as healthy. We would be plagued with these diseases that they did not have. Basically, many people believe, and the research is beginning to show, that our present-day diseases of civilization are the result of what we've done to our food and our environment, and of course, our energy level.
Joe Robinson, author of the new book, Eating on the Wild Side. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
I will not name
2020 television quiz, not the 2020 television quiz, wants to know who the host of the first Tonight Show was. This is one of the acts from the X Factor last night, their last session of tryouts. There were some pretty bad acts. This one actually seems to be fairly good. Let's listen to it for a moment. Don't know what this lady's name is. Sounds like someone who has the potential for a throat problem. But yet, nicely, listen to that. That's kind of nice. This week we've heard a lot of really bad tryouts for both The Voice and The X Factor show. Don't you think, Kenny? Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Seems more bad than good.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Also, Kelly Rowland, who's one of the judges on The X Factor, has become fairly controversial. And as you know, I was saying this earlier, I like Wendy Williams a lot, and she has some words of advice for Kelly Rowland.
Every time I came back to the X Factor, Kelly Rowland had on a new outfit. Every single scene, work, bam, beautiful, go, work, work. And in every one, she looks really pretty. There is no denying her beauty to me, that Kelly Rowland. Different outfit, different hair, all in one show. It's good. Also, as a judge, she says it like she means it. She's hard when she needs to be, but really compassionate when she needs to be. You know, you don't have to think about making music anymore. Like, the music, her music doesn't do well. I mean, you know, you're a consumer. You're not buying Kelly Rowland's music, you know. But I'm thinking, why don't you just give up the whole music thing and be the best judge on X Factor? Because it looks like you have a job until forever.
Yeah, there's some advice, nice advice. Meanwhile, Oprah has some advice for Lindsay Lohan. Her flaky attitude, Lindsay's, doesn't sit well with Oprah. She's filming a reality show for the OWN network, and things are going badly. What a surprise. I'm certainly surprised. Wow. Huh?
Shocking. Yeah, shocking.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Lindsay says her bad work ethic is, she's going to blame it on a number of things, looking for a new apartment, miscommunication. She always got an excuse. Man, is she an example of mental terrorism. Doing her own sort of, she does herself in. Robert De Niro, interesting choice to replace Gandolfini in the HBO 7-part miniseries Criminal Justice. Gandolfini was not only going to star, but he came up with the idea, but he's been dead now for a couple of months and project was in limbo. Somebody asked De Niro if he wanted to do it. He says, yeah, I'd like to try one of those. So he's going to be doing it. That's a good thing. All right, let's find out who the first host of the Tonight Show was. Mary, what name are we looking for?
Good morning. Steve Allen?
Steve Allen was the first host of the late night program. Began as a local New York show in June of 1953 and went national in 1954. First guest was Judy Garland. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Is the man. He's here every week at this time with a travel overview, the special deals that bestfares.com can get for you. Those are published by them at their website, but he puts together special deals for the Doug Steffen crew. If you go to DougSteffen.com and find in the contributors box Tom's picture, you'll know him by the Tommy Bahama shirt and the smirky smile that he has on his face. He's got the deals for you. Click on them and see what's been prepared for you as a Doug Steffen listener. I want to know what you think about travel people have been talking about international flights to Africa because of what happened in Kenya and the impact it'll have on tourism all over Africa. Have you seen any special deals already, cut prices for fares in and out of Africa?
I'm not sure if we're going to see anything right away. You know, people going to, I mean, when you got to remember, people book months in advance, probably go to Africa.
Yeah.
And then, it'll take a while to see how the dust clears, but I know it's not one of my top 10 places to go right now. So,
booking people, you're not booking a lot of people to go over there.
Yeah, well, it's actually a directional type, an ethnic, more directional place right now. It's not, Johannesburg, places like that.
Yeah.
That's different, but, Kenya is a lot different right now. I don't know too many people in my neighborhood who want to go there right now.
No.
but the things we are seeing, though, you know, we've had these mistake fares. This is like this. And right now, you're in Boston, and there's some people in Chicago. And if you're trying to get to Europe between now and March 27th, you really need to start poking around out of your city into Europe. Now, some of these were yesterday, they were as low as $381 to go from Chicago to Dublin, okay? That regular fuel surcharge alone is $428. You still got about $100 in landing fees, and you still haven't bought an airplane ticket.
Yeah.
But today it's about $500. It still has a mistake in the fuel surcharge. And I'm looking at Boston to Paris, for example. And right now we got one with United, $699. Well, Delta's cheapest airfare is $1,000.
All right.
Air France is over $1,000, and that's about a $300 or $400 difference. So if you've been thinking about going to Europe, especially now, you know, after in November, even for Thanksgiving, and then maybe Christmas is not going to be that good, but January, February, and up to March, you really need to be poking around this morning. We do have a semi-list up there. Can't promise how accurate it is right now because things can change in 24 hours, but it's. But I was looking at a lot of, when I see Boston to, you know what the published fare is on that fare, by the way? The fuel surcharge is still $5.16, but the airfare is $25 each way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo,
Atlanta to Rome, that thing's always a good $1,000 airfare. Mm-hmm. It's in the mid-600s, okay? Washington, D.C., I think we even had, now Turkey's had some problems too, but it's only happening in about a two-block, three-block area. But I don't know if it's even really as heavy as it used to be, but it was selling for $409 out of Washington, D.C. and out of Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
Round trip, $409. And usually the fuel surcharge the most in Europe is $5.16. So I think our email that we put out, now we put our Twitter out and our Facebook around noon, and our email went out about 3 hours later, but we had to get all the airfares, but... that thing was hit hard yesterday, really hard. And the good news, there's still some cities out there I think you can find, in Los Angeles or San Francisco, or if you live in Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, D.C. You might want to look at the bigger cities, but it could be out of smaller cities, too. I mean, this might be a good time. Just don't hit Paris. Don't hit, maybe look at Amsterdam, look at Brussels, look at Rome, Milan. Those are, and especially Dublin, where that's where we were seeing a lot of mistake fares. And I have no idea why they're doing it so cheap. Who cares?
Get the, take the benefit. All right. The FAA says they're going to recommend that electronic devices that you've been told to not use during takeoffs and landings will be, that rule is going to be changed. Everybody knows it was a joke anyway. Nothing's going to happen to the airplane and never did. And that's just the kind of stuff you lose respect for authority because of stuff like this. So now they're going to investigate as to whether or not to change the rules. They'll change the rules because nothing happens.
Yeah, well, there is one problem with cell phones, though, when you turn them on. It's not so much with the aircraft. It's with what they do to the cell towers on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still say bravo. They ought to put new rules into effect tomorrow. Tom Parsons from Best Fares.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.